Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman.
Welcome to WVYC's SpartanCast. In this week's edition, we'll feature a volleyball player from York College. Erin Brady is a sophomore. She's an outside hitter. She has one of the she's left-handed, so I know that. So that's why she's are you an outside or you will play opposite?
I'm actually a right side.
Oh, but, you're a right side. Okay.
I think there wasn't an option for me to click right side when I filled out the survey.
Why is that? All right. Well, thank you, and thank you for joining us, and welcome. Let's start with how you got involved in volleyball. I know with volleyball and frankly with a lot of sports these days, players are playing that from a very young age. You may have started when you were like in middle school or something like that. So what was it for you that made volleyball so much fun?
Well, I went to Upper Marion High School, Upper Marion Middle School, and they have a very strong volleyball program. So growing up, we went to the games all the time, and my dad is a big enthusiast, volleyball enthusiast, so he used to play recreationally. So when I was in sixth grade, he started signing me up for, they just had clinics around, like, wherever I could play, and then I joined the middle school team in seventh grade.
And you've played ever since?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You probably did club as well. Club in the Philly area is very strong. I know there's some really strong programs there. Mm-hmm. You did that as well?
Yes, I did. I played Synergy a couple years and East Coast Power.
Okay, so you've pretty much played for the top levels. All right, so you're senior in high school. You've been playing. Why York? Why did you come to York?
Well, my dad had actually come here for a conference one time, and he was like, hey, this is a really nice building. They have a really nice facility. Maybe you should check it out. So I came. I emailed the coach at the time, who is not Tim, but it was Sue, and I came and I visited, and I really liked the campus. I didn't have an idea of what I wanted my major to be, so that really wasn't a factor yet, but I loved everybody here was so nice. Like, all of the people who worked here were so nice, and being an undeclared student, they had a really great program to help you figure out what you would want your major to be, so I liked that, and I liked whenever I visited the volleyball team, there just seemed to be such a great energy, and I really wanted to be a part of it.
What is your major now?
Secondary Education Social Studies.
Excellent.
I'm really happy about it.
Well, that's so great. Mm-hmm. To be a teacher is a really terrific thing. Would you like to also, maybe when you're beyond your college career, you want to continue to coach or be involved in volleyball? Mm-hmm. Is that something?
Yeah. I think that would be great to be in the high school setting and coach a high school team.
Let's talk about this team. You mentioned when you were originally recruited and when you decided to come here, there's a coaching change. How did that impact you? Did it not impact you?
Well, I had decided that I wanted to come here while it was still, while Sue was still the coach, and then
right.
She emailed me later and said that she was stepping down, and then I got to meet him at a volleyball tournament for club, and he seemed really great too, so I really wasn't worried about it, and I knew Dan was still going to be the coach, and I like Dan too. So.
Okay. Explain to people what you do when you're on the volleyball court. What do you try to do? And I know you're a very good blocker. I've seen you play a couple times.
The big things for me is to be loud, because when you have energy on your side of the court, it's a very big factor. Sometimes people don't realize. So my job, especially at the net, is to draw the blockers so maybe somebody else gets a single block. Be loud that way. It kind of throws off the other team when you're being really loud. So, and communication is key on the volleyball court. So I always try to be loud and have lots of energy and positivity, because you can really get in your head when you're playing volleyball, so it's really important to have somebody who's positive. So,
you have a very young team this year. If I remember, a few freshmen playing, a lot of sophomores, just only two seniors on the whole team. Has that kind of changed the dynamic with maybe from the previous years?
I think so. I think my class especially and the freshman class, we brought in a lot of energy and a lot of competition, but it's also really balanced out. We have three seniors.
Okay.
And they are great at making sure we don't go overboard. They're not controlling. They're just a guiding hand, and I think they know what's up, and they're really good at helping us stay level-headed when we need to be.
You guys are off to a great start. Probably one of the best starts in school history. Is that weighing on you? Do you think about that, or do you just we're going to play a match?
I think we just go out there, and there really, to us, isn't a team that we can't beat right now. I really think we go out every single one to win, and we just know what we need to do and how we need to get it done, and we go out there and do it.
In the league, there are a couple of ranked teams, nationally ranked teams. I think Mary Washington and Christopher Newport are both. How do you approach playing teams that are, and you said you played at Upper Marion, a good program in the Philadelphia area. You probably played in tournaments with some really good teams. How do you approach it? Do you approach that differently, knowing that we really have to be on top of our game?
I think there is some level of that, but I think you just need to face every game as a game against yourself. I think you need to make sure that you're doing the best that you can be, and that's really all you can do. So even when it's seeing you and we're out there, I know what I need to get done, and we alter that a bit on the other team based on what they can do. But you can block anybody. You can get a kill against anybody. You just have to figure it out. So I think it doesn't faze me personally. I don't think it fazes this team either.
One of the things that we've seen over the last few years, especially in the volleyball world, is that there's been this incredible growth of coverage, especially, you know, if you're from around here, you can watch the Big Ten Network and watch some great when you're watching a volleyball match, even if it's the young little kids, what do you look for? Are you trying to learn every single time you're watching?
Mm-hmm, definitely. There's always something you can learn, even from the younger kids. I always look for, like, energy. I think that's why volleyball's grown so much, because people just really get into it. It's really an exciting sport to watch. And I always look for things that people do that are different, because you can really mix it up if you think about it. So,
when you say mix it up, what do you mean?
Try different things, like different approaches, different runs, different plays.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think about volleyball and plays. There are definitely plays. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing to do when you're on the court?
I love to, when I'm on the right side, to run all the way over into the middle of the court, because I feel like that's a sneak attack almost. That's my favorite thing to do.
What frustrates you the most about playing?
It can get frustrating when you feel like things that you're doing aren't working and you're not sure why. Like, sometimes you go up against a good hitter and they hit your block and it goes out of bounds. And for me, that is the most frustrating thing, because I feel like I know how to do it and I don't understand why it's not working. But then you just have to take a step back and be like, just try again. Keep trying. It's really, you just got to keep going. And I think that's one of the things that is tough.
Some of the things that, and I watched, I was at a match a few weeks ago, five-set match against Gettysburg, and you guys won 3-2, but you were down game number two, I think, 18-7, and came back and won that game, and won going away. What's the mindset when you're down 18-7, and if, you know, people are listening to this, they've been to enough volleyball matches, you know, they know you played at 25. Mm-hmm. 18, the other team's only got to score 7 more points, and you've only scored 7. Mm-hmm. What's going through your mind? Are you saying, you know, just throw it away, we'll get them in game 3?
At that point, you really have nothing to lose. You just got to go crazy. You got to go wild. You have to get the energy back, especially because it is best of 5. The most important thing when you're down like that is to get the energy back. Even if you don't win, you can definitely bring it back for the next set if you gather that energy back.
It's one of the great things about volleyball. You can have a really lousy game, and you can still go out and play that next game. Is that in your mindset sometimes? If just things aren't working, things just don't go your way, you know, we'll move on and play the next game.
Yep, definitely. That's definitely one of the things, especially Coach Tim. He always tells us we need to get the energy back so we can get back out there and get them in set 2 or set 3.
What are your goals for the rest of the season?
I think, personally, my goal is to improve always. I think as a team, our goal is to win. We're just going to keep going.
Great. Thank you, Erin Brady. Thank you for joining us today. Good luck the rest of the season. And
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!